And they asked him, remember, they are allowed inside. Means everyone is allowed inside. He asked him, I want to become a good Hindu, what should I do? He tells, become a good Christian. In this context, I am just limiting to that one. And somebody asked him, I am not an Advaiti, can I study Shankaracharya? Then he says, Advaita is not the property of Shankaramatha. So this is the beauty of Hindu Dharma, Hinduism. Vade vade jayate tappa bodha. Means that the dialogue has to go on, the discourse has to go on, the discussion has to go on. So India is not a country of believers, as Sadhguru says. India is not a country of people with faith. Hinduism is not a faith. First of all, it is not an ism. And second, it is not a faith. It is a question of seeking, seeking more. My PhD master, my guru used to tell, whenever you are speaking in public, please remember this word or utter this word to you before you are telling the first sentence to the audience. All my words are subjected to correction. Means I am not above any truth. So what we say, oh, the rishis in the Vedas say, the truth is hidden inside the pot, it is covered with a golden lid. Oh, the Satya Devata, please open the lid so that we can enjoy the nectar of truth. This is told in Rig Veda. So, that is the country we are coming from. So, the debate has to go on. Actually, according to Hindu spiritual or Hindu cultural ethos, history is actually Ramayana and Mahabharata. We call it as Itihasa Pradipa. It will give some good values to how to lead a good life. But because of the court historians, Mughal historians, then Brahmin Hindu munshis and Christian missionary historians, we are in the web of history now. History is a kind of avidya to the Indian mind. I don't want to go too much philosophical here, but we are living in the current day, that is 20th century, 21st century, when other universities and the people from across the other ideologies, they are talking in the language of history or sociology or anthropology or economics. We have to speak in the same language. Therefore, we have to study history according to the methodologies prescribed by the European masters. And later, it is our duty to turn it to our side, as it has been done by Arun Chauris and Sitaram Goyals and Ram Swaroops and recently Raju Malhotra's. So, this program, the outcome of this program is not to thank everybody and we will disperse. The real history, I'm not telling rewriting history. Rewriting is a bad word used by the communists. So, rewriting is not that. What is Satya? That has to be there. It can be the minority or the majority. What is truth has to be exposed. That's all. Gandhiji told, my experiments with truth. Sitaram Goyal told, my experiments with untruth. Both are same actually. Untruth is covering the people like Tipu as heroes is untruth. We are discovering this actually. Not in the Nehruvian sense, but still we are discovering India. So this has to go on for that, as our friend Santosh has told, to understand the Satya, the truth behind history. So we need to make small study groups for the cause of our generation, and if the Hindus survive in after 20-25 years, for them it will be useful. Otherwise they will be gone like the Babylonians, the Aztec, the Incas, the Mayas, or Scythians, or the Akkadians, or the Chaldeans, who are there in the pages of history. So if you don't want to do that, as Ambedkar has told, people who cannot understand history cannot write history or cannot make history. So, like that, if you want to build a strong India, a great India, let us set the record straight. Let us set the record straight. So, in this way, this program organized by FIRST is a first step. It's a first step towards understanding our history, at least the history from our paradigm, from our viewpoint, which is basically nationalist and basically it is all inclusive, inclusive of all the good things and excluding all the bad things. Swano bhadrah kratavo yanto vishvatara. As the Rigveda says, let the noble thoughts come from every corner of the world. Let it come Arabia also, because Arabia was colonized by the Islam. The original Arabs were not Muslims. They were colonized by Islam actually. Al-Haqq was their mother goddess that was taken away and Allah was introduced in Mecca. I don't want to again give one more lecture on that. Let us understand the history written by historians, not the pseudo-historians or the people who are wandering in ICHRs and ICPRs in the name of historians. That is the, as mother of the Pondicherry, Aurobindo Ashrama, mother says, let us be slave to truth. Let us be slave to truth. Thank you, one and all.